From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, October 21st. The four-decade career of a fire lookout at the Colby Mountain Fire Lookout Tower ends this year. According to the Sierra Daily News, Ken Jordan's tenure is set to conclude as the U.S. Forest Service intends to demolish the tower due to reported maintenance issues. Jordan has reported hundreds of smoke sightings over the decades. He notably monitored the Dixie and Park fires, which threatened nearby regions. The tower currently features two Alert California wildfire cameras serving as the sole smoke detection tools on the mountain. Both Jordan and residents are advocating for the Forest Service to reconsider its decision and preserve Colby Mountain Fire Lookout Tower. In other news, the Chico City Council will continue to discuss the city's alternative camping site for homeless residents at its meeting tonight. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has the details.
Earlier this month, city councilors voted to keep the campsite at its original location on Eaton and Cohasset Roads. That's after residents who live near the site expressed growing concern to the council over their safety. Now, Chico Public Works Director Eric Gustafson will suggest ways the city can make the current location better for those living at the site and those living in the neighborhood near it. Councilmember Addison Winslow will also bring forward ideas on how to create an approval process for app-based electric bike and scooter rentals. He says e-scooters are also a fun and affordable way for visitors and locals to explore the city. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
And Cal Fire Butte County is conducting several controlled burns across the county this week, weather permitting. Cal Fire plans to burn approximately 150 acres in the Loafer Creek Recreation Area of Lake Oroville beginning today. Then about 100 acres will be burned off Thursday in the area of Tika Lake and Nimshu Road in Megalia. Also, $2.1 million in federal grants for restoration work in the Mid-Klamath Basin was terminated by the federal government. JPR's Roman Battaglia reports.
The funding was meant for seven projects along the Klamath River in Northern California. Mid-Klamath Watershed Council Associate Director Carol Ernest says those projects included wildfire prevention, habitat restoration, and surveys of Chinook salmon.
And that data is crucial for understanding population dynamics for fall Chinook in the Klamath and informed harvest guidelines for recreational and commercial fishing.
The Department of the Interior told the council in late September that these grants did not meet U.S. Fish and Wildlife priorities anymore. Ernest says they haven't gotten clarification on why. But looking at the draft strategic plan the agency is creating, Ernest says the projects do meet those priorities, like expanding opportunities for recreation, hunting, and fishing. Interior officials could not be reached because of the ongoing government shutdown. I'm Roman Battaglia reporting.
Additionally, an inmate at the Tehama County Jail died in custody over the weekend. Correctional deputies conducting regular welfare checks found the 60-year-old woman unresponsive in her assigned housing unit. Life-saving measures were attempted, but the unidentified inmate was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing. In other news, Election Day for California's Prop 50 initiative is just 2 weeks away. As November 4th quickly approaches, CAP Radio's Chris Feltz says California leaders are addressing several concerns voters have, including representation.
If Prop 50 passes, California will be able to suspend its independent redistricting commission until 2031, which could help Democrats pick up five House seats to offset Texas's redistricting. Those opposed to Prop 50 say it will unfairly dilute red districts, including Republican Representative Kevin Kiles.
It's a vote between do we gerrymander in California or do we not gerrymander in California?
Secretary of State Shirley Weber dismissed those concerns, saying every vote will still count.
Every redistricting is going to change something. And the fact that they're not saying, okay, you get a half a vote and you get two-thirds of a vote and you don't get any vote, you still have a vote. You still have a voice.
Weber says ballots are secure in response to questions surrounding holes on the envelopes, which could accidentally reveal someone's vote.
I saw that and I thought right before I put my ballot in, I said, let me see if I could see how I voted. And I looked and looked and flipped and turned and I could not see anything but white.
She says the holes were designed to help visually impaired people sign their ballot. More than 2 million Prop 50 ballots have already been turned in. Chris Feltz, CAP Radio News.
Also, Republican State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill is calling on California's insurance commissioner to reject a proposed rate hike for California's insurer of last resort. Alvarado Gill says the proposal would see rates for the Fair Access to Insurance Requirements, or FAIR plan, go up by almost 36%. She said in a letter to Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara that such an increase would devastate rural families and businesses. She added that Lara has a moral imperative to deny the proposal and should commit to a more sustainable insurance future for all Californians. The Sacramento Bee reports the FAIR plan attributed the request to the fire portion of premiums. The number of people on the FAIR plan has significantly increased in recent years as insurance companies pulled out of California due to losses caused by wildfires, among other factors. And finally, the Agricultural Education Center and J. Gilbert Farm Store at the University Farm at Chico State are celebrating their grand opening Thursday. The 9,500-square-foot center will offer modern instructional and conference facilities to train students for agriculture careers. University officials say the farm store will cultivate future farmers and agribusiness leaders by selling university farm produce, meat, dairy, honey, and plants. It will also offer local and alumni-made goods. The $11.6 million project was funded by a one-time allocation of nearly $19 million from California's 2022-23 budget to the College of Agriculture. It hopes to boost student experiential learning, training, and precision agricultural technology. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, October 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.